the second letter of John. I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning. Let us love one another, for this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, as you heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. Many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Such is the deceitful one and the Antichrist. Look to yourselves that you do not lose what we worked for, but may receive a full recompense. Anyone who is so progressive as not to remain in the teaching of the Christ does not have God. Whoever remains in the teaching has the Father and the Son. The Word of the Lord. What I'd like to talk about is, I think, very prevalent in our world today. There have been many recent changes in the world, and I think that one of the things that we find ourselves, especially in this reading, we find ourselves looking to the point of judging who is considered, I guess, progressive, or those who are considered faithful. Somehow we find ourselves as being better than other people. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we actually see that makes us so much better? And what is it that we see in the other that makes them so bad? Is it because they don't agree with us? Is it because they do things differently than us? Sometimes our customs and our beliefs may change how we see certain things, but yet we find ourselves judging one another. I think it says in another passage somewhere else, judge not, lest you be judged. My question, sisters and brothers, is what is it that we really are called to do? That is to follow Jesus, to be faithful, and most importantly, to love one another. Our world is changing, and changing very quickly. Let us take the time to try and understand the other, and not be so quick to judge. Amen.